Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, brought to you by WakeMed Children's, because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11 news anchor John Clark.
Boo to you, Winnie the Pooh. Once each year, there comes a most peculiar day. The dark grows darker, the leaves rattle on the trees, and everything is a tad spookier. On this particular day, Winnie the Pooh was dressed like a bee, snacking on his last drop of honey. "Oh, Halloween," he chuckled. "Though I'm not fond of tricking, I do enjoy treating." A few minutes later, a skeleton bounced in. "Not late, am I?" asked Tigger, for that was who the bouncer was. Behind him were two Eeyores, the real one, who was wrapped in bandages like a mummy, and Gopher, who had dressed up like Eeyore. "Hello, Eeyore and Gopher," said Pooh. "Dag nabbit," said Gopher, "you know it's me." He left to find a new costume. "Come on, Pooh," cried Tigger. "We better get a move on." "But first we need to get Piglet," Pooh replied. Piglet was putting the finishing touches on his costume when he heard a ticker-like boo-hoo-hoo coming from the entryway. "Why, Piglet," said Pooh as his friend hurried to greet them, "where's your costume?"
"We've got to get Halloweenin'," said Tigger.
Piglet stammered. He didn't really want to go outside. "While Piglet gets ready," said Pooh, "I'll try out my costume on our friends at the honey tree." "But Pooh," Piglet said, following his friend. "Perhaps it would be best," Pooh said as he started out the door, "if you didn't say my name. It might make the bees suspicious." But the bees knew exactly what Pooh was trying to do. They began to buzz angrily. Pooh and the others ran away from the honey tree as fast as they could. Nearby, Rabbit inspected his pumpkin patch. "Perfect," he proclaimed. Bzzz. Suddenly, Rabbit heard the bees. He looked up just in time to see Pooh, Piglet, Tigger, and Eeyore smash into his beautiful pumpkins. The bees flew away, disturbed by all the chaos. "Of all my favorite holidays," Rabbit sighed, "Halloween isn't one." Soon it grew dark, and Piglet hurried home. As he got into his costume, he realized he was just too scared to go outside. Suddenly, there was a knock at the door.
Who's there?" he squeaked.
"It's me, them, us," said a Pooh-sounding voice. "Pooh Bear?" asked Piglet. "How can I be certain it's you? Perhaps if you say something only you would say, then I'd be certain. How about, I am Pooh?"
"You are?"
said a confused Pooh. "Then who am I?"
"It is you," squealed Piglet, jumping out of his costume and opening the door.
"Piglet," said Pooh, "will you be joining us for Halloween?"
I'm just too afraid," Piglet replied.
"That's okay," said Pooh Bear. "We won't have Halloween. We'll have a Halla-wasn't."
"Thank you, Pooh Bear," Piglet said, smiling.
Piglet and Pooh explained their plan to Eeyore and Tigger, and with that, everyone went home. Alone once more, Piglet created lots of notes telling all the spookables and monstery beasts to stay away. They had to know that it was a Halla-wasn't at his house somehow. Soon a storm began to rage outside. Pooh looked out his window. "I hope Piglet isn't too frightened," he said. "I suspect that something should be done, but what?" He tried to concentrate.
Think,
he muttered. And to no one's greater surprise than his own, he did just that. "Just because Piglet can't have Halloween with us," said Pooh, "there's no reason why we can't have Halla-wasn't with him." A little while later, Tigger was bouncing around when two figures opened his door.
"Spookables!" hollered Tigger, tripping over his tail.
The Spookables removed their sheets. It was Pooh and Eeyore.
"We're on our way to Piglet's to have a Halla-wasn't," said Pooh. Would you care to come? We made new costumes since the other ones were torn in the pumpkin patch. What are we standing around here for? Tigger said, snatching a sheet.
They'd almost reached Piglet's house when a tree branch snagged Pooh's bedsheet. Pooh was certain he had been clutched by the claw of a spookable.
Help! Shouted Pooh.
Pooh Bear, Piglet said, hearing Pooh's cries from inside his house. Tigger and Eeyore, still wrapped in their ghostly bedsheets, tried to free Pooh from the branch.
Oh no, Piglet cried when he saw them. Spookable's got Pooh. I must help him, Halloween or no Halloween.
Suddenly, Piglet noticed the costume he'd made.
I'll save you, Pooh, he cried, putting it on.
He stumbled outside and yelled, Boo! As loud as he could. Pooh, Eeyore, and Tigger looked up in horror and ran away, leaving Pooh's costume on the branch. They ran past a startled gopher who was now wearing a rabbit costume.
Look out, spookables, they screamed.
Gopher looked up just as Piglet ran into him. They both went rolling after the others. Rabbit, who had been trying to keep his remaining pumpkins dry with an umbrella, glanced up.
Not again, he cried, just before Pooh, Tigger, Eeyore, Piglet, and Gopher collided with him.
Costumes and pumpkin pieces flew everywhere. Finally, they untangled themselves and discovered that there was not a single spookable around.
You saved us, Pooh told Piglet. You're here, and the spookables aren't. You must have chased them away.
Way to go, Piglet, exclaimed Tigger.
Piglet's friends shook his hand.
Wait half a second, Piglet, said Tigger. You aren't dressed up as anything for Halloween.
Piglet realized he had lost his costume in all the excitement. Then he smiled.
Oh, but I am, he said. I decided to be Pooh's best and bravest friend.
And that, said Pooh, smiling down at Piglet, is precisely who you are. The end.
WakeMed Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about WakeMed Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.